Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, part of a series examining the 2013 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 12th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Today we'll be listening in on a conversation between Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan is director of TMT research for Deloitte Canada and is co-author of TMT Predictions. Paul of Deloitte United Kingdom is also a TMT Predictions co-author and is responsible for the TMT sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Today, Duncan and Paul will be discussing a strong year for LTE adoption, one of this year's telecommunications predictions. So let's begin with an overview from Paul.
Deloitte predicts in 2013, LTE, also known as 4G, will have a vintage year. We expect by the end of 2013, 200 million LTE subscribers. That's a 17-fold increase on 2 years back. We also expect there to be about 300 LTE devices available, and we expect LTE to be about one-tenth of global cellular mobile revenues.
That's a lot of new people on a new technology. How will the user experience be different on LTE, 4G, than it was back on 3G?
The main difference with 4G is it will be noticeably faster. That's the main difference. So it's not a transformational change as from going from 2G, which is voice only, to 3G. So everything that we want to do with cellular mobile, be it taking a photo and sending it to friends, becomes easier. Doing a search when out and about and sending it becomes easier. Even downloading video becomes possible.
How much faster are LTE networks going to be than the preceding 3G networks? I mean, we all know about advertised speeds, but how does it actually work at the handset?
Well, what's definitely going to be the case is we're going to be seeing multiples of 3G speeds available. Now, it's very important to note, though, when networks first launch, when there are very few users, the speeds will be phenomenal. So there will be tens of megabits, say about 30 megabits per second quite easily. But as the networks start filling up, as you get more usage on them, as you get more devices onto them, then you're probably going to be heading to about 10 megabits per second, which is still pretty fast. But based upon our research of the trends that we're seeing in different countries as their networks mature, that's what we're moving to. In some cases, you may get slower than that, but we expect operators will just increase capacity and improve the network to ensure that there's always a gap between 3G and 4G network.
I actually did a speed test in Canada on my LTE phone, and I saw 42 megabits per second coming down on three different tests. When I look at that kind of speed, I start thinking an awful lot about video. Is this really going to be something where we watch 30 hours a month? Because it's technologically possible.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's technologically possible. And I guess the network you were using was pretty new. There weren't that many users. And I guess we were pretty close to the cell tower as well. So video is possible. But the question to ask is, how likely is it to be something that we want to do on a regular basis? Now, the bottom line around this is that the cost of doing any form of data on LTE will probably be $7.50 and up per gigabyte. So what does that mean? In terms of video, you can probably watch between, say, 1 to 4 hours, depending on the compression of video, for 1 gigabyte. So it could be, if the compression is low and the resolution is high, you use up your entire allowance for the month by watching 1 hour of television. We don't expect too many subscribers to be wanting to do that on too regular a basis.
Thank you, Paul. Even though I'm not anticipating watching, I guess, all that much video on my capped plan, I do look forward to much higher speeds for web browsing and things like uploading photos.
You've been listening in on a conversation between TMT Predictions co-authors Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today on Deloitte Global Insights. And as a reminder to our listeners, you can listen to more podcasts like this, watch videos, engage in social media, and download all of this year's predictions in technology, media, and telecommunications by visiting our website, www.deloitte.com/predictions2013. For more information on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines, please visit www.deloitte.com/global. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.